2 Corinthians chapter 12, and let's start at verse 7. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. This is Paul, who had received abundance of revelation. Paul was caught up into the third heaven, where God is, where his throne is. Not the second heaven, third heaven. And he heard sounds, words. He said, not lawful to utter, but I'm sure words he couldn't discern. Words he'd never heard before. Words he didn't know. It was a heavenly language. But he heard things that weren't lawful for him to speak or repeat. But after he came out of that, not knowing whether he was in the body or out of the body, but after having that experience, he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, all the revelation that he received, he said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. He said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Now look, this was God putting a seat belt on Paul, so to speak, or a safety. You know how some things have like even firearms have safeties on them. You know, we're not in use to put a safety. Well, God was putting something to keep Paul in a useful state. Because see, God has to resist the proud. And so in order to keep, as much as he invested in Paul, he had to put something in his life or allow something in his life to keep him in a place where he could continue to use him and he wouldn't become useless. See, a lot of people know a lot of stuff and you wonder why you go through so much, because you know a lot. Hello? But you got to understand why it is that is there, and not see it as a negative, but see it as a positive. God is keeping you sober in your mind so that he can use you, so that he can continue to bless you. He can get things through you. People need to know some of the things you know. Hello, there are people on your job that need to know some of your experience. Hello, you don't need to be a silent saint. There are things God has taught you. You need to tell other people. It'll bless. It'll deliver them. It'll set them free. It'll stop the mouths of the devil. Amen. You understand? So Paul received a thorn in his flesh so that he should not be exalted above measure. You know, left unchecked, if God just blessed you and blessed you and blessed you and blessed you and you never had any problems, never had any issues, never had any challenges, don't you know you'd be so top heavy, we'd have to roll you in and out of here, roll your head in and out of here in a big old basket or something. You'd be so proud and lifted up. But see, every night, see, there's a little thorn, a little burr in your saddle, a little piece, a little rock in your sock. You know, you're walking and it's irritating. It gets your attention off of you and how good you are. It is sobering. It gets your attention. It's a reality check. Amen. And God allows that. He's not going to allow you to be tempted above that you're able to bear. I said he won't allow the devil to just overtake you. But sometimes, you know, you have to rub shoulders with sandpaper. Yeah. Amen. Some of y'all stop acting like you don't know nothing. You know what I'm talking about. What you know, oftentimes you're going to be tried in. You'll be tried in that. And the more you know, the more valuable, I won't say more valuable, but the more impacting you can be in the hands of God, the more challenge it will have to equate. You ain't going to know a whole lot of stuff and have a whole lot of anointing and go through nothing. Amen. You're going to go through some stuff. Yes. But your strength is going to be equal to the task all the time. That's why you have to try the parameters. You have to test the parameters. You can't be, balling up in a little fetal position every time you're going through something. Amen. You got to square your shoulders and say, he that is in me is greater. And I'm going to prove this in this test. I'm coming out as pure gold. This ain't stopping me. Amen. All right. So next verse. Paul says, for this thing, I sought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Now, Paul didn't just pray some little non-naming down to sleep prayers. He sought the Lord. Hey, Lord, wait a minute. Three different occasions, he sought the Lord to get rid of this, whatever this was that was messing with him. See, a lot of times we're troubled and we're stuck, let me say, in the proverbial mud because you don't understand what's going on. You don't understand it. You don't know how to handle it. But once you understand what's going on, God will give you wisdom how to handle it. Because see, a lot of times, see, this is the foolishness of God. A lot of times your victory is not in fighting, but it's in giving up. For you to admit to understand, I'm acting like I'm on the cross. Sometimes that's your victory, not fighting. Sometimes there are times you fight. But there are sometimes you have to just not resist, and that's where your victory is. See, that's the foolishness of God. Because man gonna fight all the time. Paul, like us, was a fighter. He was seeking the Lord. He had been fighting this thing, and he said, I sought the Lord three times. This thing to depart from me, I was rebuking, I was binding, I was casting out, and it wasn't going nowhere. It was getting worse. Next verse. And here's what God said to Paul. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now look here. This is where the weakness of God is stronger than man. I'm telling you, this is where your mega grace lies. The other side of this, when you can become weak. I'm not talking about you become, where you want to give up on God and you want to give up on life. I'm not talking about that kind of foolishness. I'm talking about become weak in God, where your reliance is no longer upon anything. Your dependence now is totally upon God. If God don't come through, I'm done. If God don't do it, I'm through. If God don't give me strength, I won't have any. See, it says, my grace is sufficient. My strength will be made perfect in your weakness. Tell me that's not foolishness. You mean in order for me to truly become strong, I got to become weak? That's where a whole lot of us miss it. And we try to stay strong in ourselves. And you find that it gets old after a while. And you ain't going nowhere. And then you try to fake it. And you ain't really strong. And you something else is going on the inside. But the outside is showing some phony type of strength. But if you learn, see, the thing that Moses understood, he understood God's ways. Israel only understood his acts. Israel only knew what he would do. But Moses knew his ways. And see, you and I have to understand his ways. Amen. Because every battle is not for you to fight. There are times where his weakness, when you become weak before God, is when you become strong. Look at Paul. Paul, I know he didn't back down from anything or anybody. But when he learned this, when he understood this, this is where he got the victory. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution. Who likes to be persecuted? In distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Yeah. See, I'm trying to get you into your dimension of mega grace. Because see, there's some mega grace beyond where you are. There's a grace that's double, quadruple. As a matter of fact, the year coming is going to be a year of double portion. Amen. A year of double portion. God going to add stuff to it. But see, we have to learn this. We have to go through this. And you probably have, in all likelihood, been through this before. You may never have this just defined it or really followed it through to the place where you could see what was happening. But oftentimes you get your victory when you become weak. And I don't mean giving up in the situation or getting depressed. And what I mean is when you become weak before God, when you totally die to yourself and your opinions and your thoughts and your pride and all that stuff that marks us. Amen. Makes us a target for the devil. When you die to that stuff, you become weak. But in that weakness, there's a strength that rises up in you, and it's called mega grace. That's a grace beyond the grace. Grace upon grace. Do you see how the foolishness of God is wiser than man? See, that's why you don't have to. See, he told them in Philippians 3, therefore do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be harmless and blameless children of God, shining as lights in a perverse and wicked amongst a perverse and wicked generation. Paul said he learned to glory in stuff that most folk be shamed in. Most folk be trying to be complaining about. When Paul was instructed and told the secret, he said, therefore, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to glory in reproaches, in infirmities, in necessities, in persecutions. All this stuff we hate. He said, I'm going to glory in it. Because when I am weak, then am I strong. And the glory rests upon you. Come on, this is the path. This is the preparation for the mega grace, for the greater grace. Amen. Where you start to really test the parameters of your destiny, of your life. I'm telling you tonight, there's much more to your life than you've experienced. Amen. Much more to your life in Christ than you have possessed to this point. And it's called mega grace. Now, in James chapter 4, verse 5. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy, but he gives more grace? There's that word grace again. But he gives more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resists the proud, okay? But he gives grace unto the humble. Now, remember in Deuteronomy 8, what God led you through these years in the wilderness, number one, to do what? Humble you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.